Okay, we're holding on Chofim and Aleph. The more about this halacha of how you makayim the shtar. And we left off with Nahardoy says you can makayim the shtar from two other shtaris which have not, that the person who's possessing the shtar has been able to take advantage of what he claims is his, the field that he bought. There's not been any complaints against it. Okay. So the more Omer Sima Barashi, and we yod Sima Tachos Yad Acher, Abba Miyad Atzman Loi. This halacha that we can use other stories to be Mekayim is that other stories are not found by the person who's attempting to do Mekayim the Shtar. The more says why. Ma Yishno Mi Tachos Yad Atzman Loi, because Dilma Ziyufa Mizayiv. So let's say he has two relatives which have been Mekayim Abbas and everything is wonderful. So he sits there in his study, right, and he copies the signatures. So, and you see, then you have a question. Yeah, Kiyum Shtaris. So obviously not. Menor says, Mitachas Yidayachar Nami Dilma Ozul Bechaza V'Osi V'Zayiv. So Menor says, he'll go see it somewhere else and come back and recreate it. And more answers, to be able to get, if you have it sitting next to you, each thing as he's writing it, that's a concern, that he saw it somewhere, he memorized it, and he's able to get it afterwards, it should be a perfect parallel, that we're not worried about such a possibility. Tishus points out over here, it's also when the Bezin doesn't recognize the signatures, but if the Bezin recognizes the signatures, even though he had other stories with these signatures and he could have been forged it, we're not looking at the question of that. If we recognize the signatures, we believe that they're valid. We have a right to say that they're valid. Okay.
So this is...
Okay. Sakrashi. A mekayim is a shtar. It's about halfway down the page. Mitzach shtar acher. You cannot be mekayim a shtar based on a different shtar. Elin kan kora ol ira ol oisa shtar ha'acher. The other shtar had been challenged. We hooked it with bezdin al yedei edim, and it had been verified in bezdin through the edim. Dilo kora ol ira kashilin dima ha'u gufa mezuyifu. Because if it had not been challenged, we're worried maybe that other one was also mezuyif. Or Mishtei Sadis, Me'edim Ha'elu, there were two other fields which using these Edim, Im Chazum Al Shnei Shtoris Acherim, these same two Edim are signed in two other Shtoris, Shein Mecha, which were Shtoris of a sale, Shein Mecha, Shtei Sadis, Va'oklum Al-Kuch Zayeli Shtoris Ha'lolu, Shalosh Shonim, and then the purchasers have been in the field for 3 years without any challenge. So it had been a forgery. We assume that the owner within 3 years would have found out about it and would have protested. That he didn't do any. He didn't protest. Mekayim and shtar shlishi shmehem imechasim esdermis. So you can use these as the source to mekayim this third shtar. He ate in the field. B'shayfim means b'li'ir. Relaxed, calm, without any complaint, any claims against them. So Morris says it's only b'yotzei makom b'tachos yedei acher. Shtoris halolu shemekayim es hashlishi mehem. These other documents which will now be mekayim our shtar from yotzei b'tachos yedei acher. They're found by other individuals. Olam b'tachos yodav shalzeh hamoitzi es hashlishi. They're not found in the possession of the one who's producing the present third document. Because we're afraid Ziyuf Hezayev, Hisako B'Ksav Shal Oysen Shtoris, those Shtoris are truly, correctly, are valid. He'll figure, great, he can sit there and look at how it's written. V'chivein, and he'll be precise. V'chosim Bu'atzma Yisra Shlishi Dugmas Oysa Chasima. And he then was able to copy those other signatures. versus maybe saw somewhere else mechaving. It's some same k'sav hol beinu lefanav. It's very difficult to get it correct if it's not here in front of him to copy from.
I always wondered about this. I mean, because we're talking about Aiden, we're talking about signatures. People sign their names different all the time. I get it all the time when people say, yeah, this doesn't match what he signed 5 years ago. I don't know. He signs his name. I mean, I get it all the time. I look at signatures.
Even if that's true, that is true. The point is, but when it does look the same, we assume it's the same from the same person.
Right, yeah.
We're not using the other documents to invalidate the shtar. We're using other documents to validate the shtar. Yeah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Zot Gemara. Kaisav Adam Edusa ala shtar. Prison is allowed to write down his testimony. Umeid Aleha Afila Lacha Kamashanim. And then he can use the testimony after a long time. Now, the problem over here is, and the Gemara is going to bring that there's a pasuk, Api Shnai made him, VPM, Velo Mipik Savim. It has to be Api Shnai made him, it has to be based on their testimony. The P of their testimony, person cannot take his edus, send it to the shtar, to the bezin, written down. Shtar works. Shtar is unique why it works. Whatever the reason why shtar works. But this is over here he's writing down information and then testifying about it afterwards. Comes Rav Huna, Bahusha Zerchem Yatzma. So if he remembers the ideas and the over here is not a star with the halacha status of a star. It just means a piece. He wrote down on a ksav would just to help him maybe fill in the details. And then here, right. Rav Yechon Zerchem Yatzma. So Rechon says, even if he did not remember it beforehand, but when he looks at the information, it helps him recall what had happened. But everybody agrees if he has no recollection of it, just saying over what he had written down, that's not acceptable. Okay. Omer Rabba. And we can derive from Birchon, Hani betrayed the Yodhi Sadusa. The two people who witnessed some type of a situation. One of them forgot. The other aid can remind him. When he reminds him, he remembers. If not, the other aid reminds him, but the baldover reminds him. So the Malba brings in two aidim to testify about the loan. Well, then he says, I don't remember exactly the details. So the Malba says, you don't remember the time we were sentenced? He says, oh yeah. Okay. So now the Malba is feeding him words. All right. So Rav Chiva Omer Afilo Atzma. Okay, so that Marbury Bredarashi does not allow the Baldin to be the one who reminds him. Now, Vitzurber Rabbanon, who, if the aid is a Tzurber Rabbanon, I feel it's Rabbanan, even if it's the Baal Din himself who reminds him, If the aid is a Tzimur Rabbanim, which means he's very, very reliable. The Tzimur Rabbanim was a young Talmid Chacham, a budding Talmid Chacham. That the reliability is if the person after the Baal Din reminded him, if he didn't feel totally confident, he now remembers it from himself, he wouldn't proceed. Kihod Rav Ashi Habiyodi Leisa Besadusa Rav Kahana. So the Morse says that Rav Ashi had witnessed something for Rav Kahana. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, Midachar Mar Hai Sadusa. Does Mar, the master, Rav Ashi, remember this Sadus? Amalei Loi. No, I don't remember. Well, Av Hachi Bahacha Haba. Wasn't like this and this? Amalei Loi Yadana. I don't know. The Sof Itker Rav Ashi. Asidle. Then Rav Ashi came and was testified. The Mor says Chazal Rav Kahana to have mechasim. So Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was hesitating because he told him he didn't remember. Now he's testifying. He's remembering based on what Rav Kahana told him. He's testifying based on what Rav Kahana told him. I'm really misavarta Allah kovat semichto. And Lohu deramoy anav shoy beitkiri. I focused back. Now you mentioned it, I focused back. I thought about it, and I remembered. Okay, Sirashi. Kaisav Adam, imasu aid bedaver. The person was given responsibility to witness something. We are the shechecha. He's afraid he's going to forget it. Kaisav chetichas klav umatznia. So he writes it on a piece of parchment, and he puts it away. Umayid, I'll be oisuk sav filo achar kamashanim. We could use that after many, in the future.
He has to be alive.
Well, 100%. But you cannot give testimony miksav.
Well, but we're talking about what he wrote down.
No, he cannot. You cannot give testimony miksav. You cannot send miksav to Bezdin.
Cannot send, but he uses that just to remind him.
So he's using it as a reminder. But he has to actually come to Bezdin and say it.
He actually has to remember.
And then he has to remember.
Use notes.
Comes Rav Huna and says, "Only shizurcha me'atzma." Glorious Hishtar Nisr Ksas Me Dusa Me'elov. He remembers the basic idea. He looks at the Shtar, it helps him remember the details. Rechanan said, Abishain Zarcha Me'atzmai, Elalacha Shiroya Bishtar Nosan Beliba Vinizkir. He doesn't remember, but once he looks at the piece of paper, it brings back the memory. And now he remembers. Zarcha Nishach Mimeno Kalkach. It wasn't forgotten so much. When they remind him, he remembers now. He totally forgot it. Even if he's going to walk in the bezin and say it, but he's not saying it. It's a piece of paper saying it, really. The Torah says, you have to hear it from the mouth of the Edom. And here you're hearing it from the ksav of the Edom, and that's not acceptable. So that the Mor says one aid can remind the other aid. What about Imam Baldin Atzmai Maskiroi Achenister? The Baldin reminds him, and now he remembers. My, what's the lacha? The Mor said it's no good except he said Rabbanan who ha aid. But if the aid is a Talmud Chacham. Even the Baldin himself can remind him. The Tzimur Rabbanan ilav the chiram anafshe mitro shaper lahavi samach asweka lemekim asude. We're confident that had he not truly remembered, he wouldn't based on, you know, I basically remember sort of thinking, you know, type of a thing. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't rely on the case of Suffolk to come and testify. He only would testify if he feels totally confident. Mechasim. Megamgim, he was hesitating. Tomal Ravashi, Shehed Bedavar, he was confused. He was wondering on Ravashi, how could Ravashi be made Bedavar? He said he didn't remember. He says, I remembered. Now, Tosafot over here grapples with this, the limitations of the people of Iksovim. Which we call the Rishonim grapple with. So now that we have this halacha, Mepiyim Elo Piksovim, so how do you understand the concept of a shtar? So there are four approaches in the Rishonim. The Ksois brings down four approaches in the Rishonim. Ksois is in Simon Lama Dalet. I think it's the cut in olive. So, in general, the Rama says, in Echonami, Shtar Sadur Abonon. So, the Rishon already argued on the Rama, that what do you mean, Shtar Sadur Abonon? Again, it's a Shtar, it's a Din Deraisa. Shtar Kedushin is a Shtar, it's a Din Deraisa. So, Reb Chaim says that the Rama meant there's a difference between a Shtar Kenyan and a Shtar Raya. Get is a shtartinian, which means it is the document which affects the result. It effects the result. It makes it happen. That's the raisa or shtarkadushin. That now we use documentation to prove something. That's it in the rabbanon. Rashi learns that. That the problem is only limited. The din d'oraisa. The problem is only limited if a person would take his edus and send it to Beis Din as such. But if he does it, it's not that he's sending to Beis Din. There's Kar Rashi in Chumash. Theoretically, the fact that's written down, as long as you would come and testify yourself, it's acceptable. Even though you're. You're relying on the Ksav. You have to figure out exactly Rashi fits with the Gemara. But the Ramban and the Ramban and the Balamor. So they both say something fairly similar. One says that if you look at the language of shtars, the way we write them, the shtars are always written in the language of the individual involved is speaking. Like you listen to reading Suba. Suba is the Chosin says, "Well, not Eflich, but Oikir, but Ezer, and Farnes." You hear it, those are all I will signs to Adam. Right. So the Iker of the Shtar is not the Adam. It's the person himself is putting down his commitments. Miksav. The Adam are just signing to give weight to the fact that he said this. But the power of the shtar is not the power of Adis in the sense that the Adam are testifying, because the Adam are not testifying. It's the Baldover which is speaking. The Dasim is the language of the Dasim Iskai of the individual who will be negatively impacted by this document is expressing his commitments except. That's really what a shtar is. So it's a whole different. That's not Adis. It's not your normal Adis. Adis would be that the Adim would say, "We witnessed. Well, it was in this date, And so-and-so came to us and told us. So signed the Edim. That would be a problem of Edus B'Ksav. That's how the Balamor says it. The Ramban says it. Basically, we have Psukim and Yirmiyahu which say there's a concept called a shtar. We have Psukim and Chumash that tells us that you can mepim lo b'ksavim. So we're forced to understand that if it's written in the language of a shtar, it's an exception. So this problem the Torah presents of that it has to be done by peh doesn't apply to a shtar. So how do you decide what it is? Well, if it's written in the language of a shtar, it has the special dispensation of being a shtar. And if not, it's a problem. Okay. It's not an hosom. There's a mission oilers that if we find little mounds of dirt, so Hakrivis Bain the ear, Bain the Derek, Echa Chadoshes, Echa Yeshanas, whether the new, whether the old. Timaeus, we have to be concerned that they might have used it for a burial place. And that's why you have this mound of earth here over here. Rechoikas, so if they're near, so that's possible, somebody needed to go out, he went out. And found this close place by and put it there. Harachaikus, but if they're far away, so why would the person schlep all the way to the far away one if he can go to the close one? So Chadosh is a Taharis. We assume there's nothing buried there. But Yeshonis is Timaeus. If they're old, we're afraid that we have to question there was a burial there. Seizel Kriva, Chamisha Mama, if they're within 50 amas from the city or from the road, that's called Kriva. Vezi Yeshana, Shishim Shana Dibra Meir. Meir says 60 years. If they can tell that this has been around for, people remember this has been around for a very long time. So we don't know, it's been here more than 60 years. So maybe something was buried there way back when, nobody remembers. It's the closest one. Because why would I go to the further one? I can go to the closer one. Yishonosh ain onam zaychra. Nobody has a recollection when this mound was built, was made. So the point being, we don't know what was way back when. Maybe way back when, this was the closest one. So I define the closest one as that the one afraid people will use to bury. So once upon a time, 100 years ago, when this mound was made, was developed, it was the closest one. So that's where we would have this chashash. The reason why it's here is because we're talking about this issue of remembering back from time periods. The Mor is going to discuss this issue of time periods in regards to this halacha. The Mor is going to get back and apply back to Edus.